Oh, that is unfortunate. Imagine, just imagine your last name being Ger Gers Saltiflort. Gers P Painier Tuctums Ger Gersaltiflarnt the third. Jesus. What nationality is that? I'm sorry you died. But I am also so sorry that you lived so long. That name is a curse. What? It was rude. It's also rude to name your son that. I'm sorry, that's mean. You're right. He probably had a decent life, right? And I know what I said. I'm manifesting. Manifesting toward the past. You can do that. I am manifesting that myself from 15 minutes ago didn't order this fucking tea. And if we close our eyes and believe, it's possible when we open them, it'll be a taro, or a Thai, or jasmine boba condensating in my hand. I'm scared. There's no fucking way this tastes good. There's just. No, I'm not being a coward. Are you kidding? You didn't get it. You have no right using the C word, you filthy hypocrite. I, at the very least, decided to try and be spontaneous and try something new. It does look very different, doesn't it? I put coffee jelly in it too. Do you think that'll taste weird with the matcha? I'm trying not to think about the cheese, okay? I want to avoid the cheese element of this concoction and focus on the positives. Tea, that's sugar. Green is my favorite color. Okay. Just stand back, okay? Give me the space, please, to allow me to pull up my big girl britches. Now, the fruit of the looms. Oh. Oh. You know what? That's actually not bad. Yeah, it's. Hold on. Let me. Yeah. Yeah, it's like. It's sweet. No, I mean, well, yeah, I know. I expected it to be sweet. No, but it's like. It's got like a bit of a kick to it, but that's the matcha. The cheese actually mellows it out? That's crazy. The. Like cheddar or something, like that powdered cheddar that you turn into a horrible. I was expecting like that mixed in, but this is like a cream cheese. It's kind of like a Danish. Okay. Wow. Someone made a good call. Oh. Now you want to try it. Okay. Well, I saw this coming. Pick on me for my choices. The choices you enthusiastically encouraged. Thought it'd be funny for me to drink something I hated, and then when I'm courageous enough to brave the uncharted waters of matcha and cheese and just so happen to find its tides agreeable, only then do you want a piece of the action. Well, no, sir, this ship is fully boarded, true pioneers only. Well, I am so sorry, but you're more than welcome to enjoy your more commercial cruise liner across whatever flavor you got. I don't remember. No, I was too busy worrying about the perilous taste yet to come. I'm sorry if that offends you. But now look, we can coexist peacefully, our separate seas gently lapping on opposite sides of the gulf. Thank you. I know. My teachers wanted me to major in creative writing, but we both know how that went down. I used to come here in middle and high school to look for character inspiration, because there's way cooler names in this cemetery than any baby name website I've ever found. And I always thought if I needed to just get out of town and change my identity the way that you fantasize when you're a teenager, and then even more the way that you fantasize when you're an adult who has bills to pay, I thought I should just take my new name from the tombstones around here. And I would just mix and match them, you know? Oh, I got gems. Let me tell you, I think Remercia Toadhop was one. Yucalyn Pinship, I think, was another. I remember, though, my favorite one was Lycian Dulani, because I ended up using it for a character in a short comic. Short because I was lazy, not because the story wasn't longer. God, that was one hefty Mary Sue if I ever saw one. Oh, she was a piece of art. I am talking extreme mood swings that made no logical sense, but always validated by the people around her, including her love interest. Obviously, even though he was usually at the other end of her physical abuse, because I thought that was cute. But she was just so special and sweet and lovable. And also, she was the chosen one with, you're not going to believe this, an incredibly traumatic past, and was just the prettiest thing anyone with retinas, attached or otherwise, happened to lay their eyes on. So, like, what could you do? Of course, Lycian gets to sob and rage and send her boyfriend to the ER whenever she gets the urge. Total dish. God. Do you ever miss 7th grade? Me neither. You know, I might be convinced to give you a sip if you find me a good name for my secret new life. Yeah, for when I escape to the south of France. Go on, pick one. Use your eyes and trust your heart. Nah, that sounds too similar to my current one. I want to be completely undetectable as my past self. Pardoning, of course, my exceptional beauty, which will never ever fade, even as my millennia-old corpse bears witness to the final explosive moments of our sun. So, look for something within those bounds. That's a bit pedestrian, you know? I said different, not boring. Come on. One more. You can do it. One more. Just one more shot. You can do it. I believe in you. And then you'll get a taste of culinary delight. Oh. Wait, that's actually not bad. Yeah, I like it. It's mysterious without being pretentious. That's really important. I have always said, if you're going to give yourself a new name, don't be a fucking asshole about it. Please and thank you. Yeah, I actually do, surprisingly. God damn, now I feel kind of cheaped out. Thanks, Mom and Dad. All right, well, I am a man of my word, so. I guess you get a sip. Well, see, I told you it's better than you thought, right? Hey, what the hell? I said a sip, not two. Okay, yeah, okay, great. Give it back. Give it, hey, okay, oh, that's officially a guzzle, asshole. Give it, oh, you fucking, stop. Oh my God. Oh, you nimble son of a bitch. Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, totally good. Oh, Jesus. Ow. No, yeah. I didn't think they still buried people here. Well, no, I mean, I'm fine. I think I just got the wind knocked out of me. Oh, I mean, I've been better, but you know, the important thing is that the open grave doesn't have a casket in it. Yeah, ew, it's fucking dirty down here. Okay, yeah, well, I appreciate the freak out. I'm okay. I don't think I'm, like, concussed. Although, here's a question. Can you pull me up? Yeah? Ow. Can your back take it? Can you even reach me? I thought these things were supposed to be only 6 feet. This looks like... God, who are they burying? Springheel Jack? This may be a you come down here situation? Or you can go get an employee, actually. I don't... Oh! Well. Hello. You okay? Your ankle's all right? What a gentleman. Okay, well, yeah, I think if you just, here, grab me by the waist, and then, there we go, and, okay, one, two, I'm gonna jump, okay, one, two, three, okay, I think I got it, oh, Jesus, can you give me a little push, just the ground is loose, oh my God, I'm trying. God, this was so much easier as a kid. Puberty has really set back my ability to pull up my lower body. Ugh. Okay. Oh, got it. Holy shit. Oh, that is embarrassing. Okay. Whew. Okay, now. Oh, boy. I'm not sure how this is supposed to work now. If I'm being perfectly honest, can you... Yeah, okay. I am gonna go find a groundskeeper. And maybe they'll have a ladder or something. I mean, someone has to have a ladder, okay? I'll be right back. Don't freak out. By the way, and this is so weird, but I saw a tombstone with your name on it earlier. I said not to freak out! I'll be right back. Sorry again. You'd think no one worked there with how long it took to find an employee. I checked the office like 4 times, and I know that I've told you that even more, but I want to reiterate that this wasn't, like, my fault. It's okay. I mean, it's not like I didn't know we'd track dirt in. I didn't expect the floors to stay clean when I invited you back. After we shower, we can watch something if you're up for it. Cool. Towels are in the hall closet. Are you sure? But you're filthier than I am. This shit is itchy. And you're the guest. Fine. Jeez. Chivalrous dick. Give me 10 minutes. Mm-hmm.
upset. It's okay. It's totally not your fault either. The layout here is like super confusing. It's okay. Don't go. You still need a shower. Let me help you out of your clothes. Yeah, you're dirty. Look at me. Look at me. I've wanted you for so long. Scared you were only my friend. Emotionally only my friend. Well, I don't know. I doubt myself. Interactions, I thought it was stupid. Not my affections, just my feelings. Does that make sense? It made sense to me. But you're worth it. And if you want it, then I'll be up front. Seems like the respectful thing. Okay. Good. I have to be honest, those sounds you made in the closet made me want to give it a shot. That was basically a tipping point in my courage and willpower. I was too attracted to not try and figure out where I stand. show you how badly I wanted to touch you this whole time. Let me get here. Here. Come here. Let me actually get you clean. Oh, it feels so good in my hand. Just relax. I want to make you feel good. Yeah, just one for me. Oh, keep making sounds. Let me know if I'm stroking you right. Up and down. Twisting my hand. Oh, that's good. Oh, baby. Feeling of you, all of you, up against me like this, and under my hand. Of course I fantasize about being touched by you. Yeah, even before I liked you. Oh. do like you and it's so much. Yeah, I always thought about fingers. Teasing my... I'm forgetting about you, okay? Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Back into my hand. Well, you... Oh, that's it. Oh. Oh. Thank you. Oh, no, don't take them out. Oh, damn. Me too. I bet they feel better against your cock. Sit down. That's it. Perfect. Oh, you're so good. I nearly fell when I came, so we definitely don't want that. Okay. Well, let's get these slippery. Do you want to do the rest? I'll be honest. I'm decently proud of my tits. I'm glad you're actually getting to see them. Oh, thank you. Actually don't touch them much, so they're probably lacking in attention. So you can lavish them all you want. Okay. For your tongue. Okay. Too sensitive. Okay. That's enough. Somebody likes that. Good. I guess while I stroke you with my tits, his head is going between my lips. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Oh, he sounds so hot. Mm-hmm. right, sure. But you are absolutely making my pussy drip with these reactions. Oh, I love this cock. I can see you getting close. Lay back down. Let me rub against your cock. Oh, right up on my clit. Oh, that feels really good. You coming in after me today was really hot. Yeah, it was. Your willingness to put yourself in a stupid situation because of me. Because it was fun. Because you're my friend. Attractive. Oh, I could have fucked you there. I could have kissed you. I should have. Take what you want. Oh, that's it, good boy. Just right there. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Are you gonna set the pace, or should I? Because I would like to start like this. Just fucking you slow. Dragging it out of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. You're just so hot and sexy. Oh, is it too much? You're impatient. You're sensitive. Can you feel me clench every time I fuck you deeper into me? More. Oh my God.
You seriously liked me? Well, I liked you since way before the party incident. I wanted to know if this was only inspired by that. Okay, excellent. I like you so much. For a long time. I do, in fact, sound porny. You know what? Sue me. We live in a society, etc., etc., so on and so forth. You sound perfect. I will never understand why men think women don't enjoy the sounds they make. It doesn't make that. We're just human. Our tastes aren't that different, except when they are. Please keep doing that in the future. I'd say we're thoroughly clean at this point. We're too pruny not to be. That'd be Why am I just noticing that you have your socks on? That's horrible! Your feet are so wet! So wet and covered in cloth! Oh my god! Why didn't you take them off? Okay, that's fair, I guess. I got tunnel vision too. Oh god. Oh, gee. It's the curse of Gersaltiflart. It is. I totally bet I mocked his sacred family name, and now he's cursed me. He cursed me to fall in that grave. He cursed you to get stuck for 50 minutes. He cursed you to get in the shower with your socks on. And I just realized something. You're naked and soaped. Without a set of clean clothes. Yeah, so you're just nude until either your dirty ones go through the wash or I find a spare sheet to wrap around you like a toga. Well, you know what? Maybe the arcane power of Mr. G isn't such a curse after all.